T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
If true,
drop the investigation of Michael Flynn.
This could be
Director Comey,
Russia,
General Flynn,
all at the same time.
Like a witch hunt.
Separating the facts,
factual content
from the fiction.
Impeachment.
News Talk 97.3.
Witch hunt.
The Sky.
Was there collusion between the post office and the Hillary Clinton campaign? What? What? Rain, sleet, or snow, nothing will keep us from voting for Hillary. Oh, yeah, breaking news. I'll share that with you in just a minute. It is 7:07 on the Bob Rose Show. Nick is in the house. Skylines are open, 877-975-9825. Nick, we were jibber-jabbering. What's the code word for today?
Let me go to the sheet here, Bob Rose, and it's specific.
Peace. P-E-A-C-E.
All right. Peace is your code word. I gave it to you at the top of the hour. I'm giving you another chance now because I love you. P-E-A-C-E. Text it to 72881. Message data rates apply. You're in the running for a grand. You're welcome.
Dig it.
What's the story about the post office? The U.S. Postal Service violated federal law by letting employees do union-funded work for Hillary Clinton's campaign and other Democratic candidates while on leave from the agency, according to an Office of Special Counsel. This was a report obtained by Fox News. The OSC determined that the USPS engaged in SV, okay, systemic violations of the Hatch Act. Yep, a federal law that limits certain political activities of federal employees. The investigation was launched months ago after Senate Committee on Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Chairman Ron Johnson, a Republican out of Wisconsin, brought constituent complaints to the OSC in October. The constituent, identified as a Postal Service employee, was concerned the Postal Service incurred unnecessary overtime costs and improperly coordinated with the National Association of Letter Carriers. When it released members of for several weeks of union official leave without pay to participate in campaign work.
Wow.
You know, so if they're on union official leave, they're out without pay. But what happens is somebody has to take their place. And does that incur additional expenses? And then are other people expected to work overtime to make up the difference, again, costing the post office more for, you know, political activities and partisan political activities at that. The Labor 2016 program sought to elect Hillary Clinton and pro-worker candidates across the country, according to the report. Campaign workers went door to door and did canvassing, phone banks, and get out the vote efforts. According to the report, roughly 97 letter carrier members requested the leave without pay to participate.
Wow.
And that union, the Letter Carriers Union, which endorsed Clinton last June, compensated those USPS workers using the Letter Carrier Political Fund, part of the union's PAC. According to the report, 82% of the work took place in 2016 battleground states, Florida, Nevada, North Carolina, Ohio, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin. So even when they're cheating, they couldn't win.
They couldn't win
Pennsylvania, Ohio, Wisconsin. Yeah, they didn't win. You're right. They didn't. North Carolina?
No.
Okay.
That's how bad freaking Hillary was. Couldn't even get union workers to help her effectively.
According to the OSC, Acting Special Counsel, NALC, that's the National Association of Letter Carriers and Union, provided lists of letter carriers to participate in campaign activities to senior headquarters. Local supervisors raised concerns about the impact it would have on postal operations and initially objected to releasing those employees, but USPS managers instructed local supervisors to let the workers participate.
Wow.
Yeah, word coming from on high. Yeah, it's a big government institution. You can trust them, just like you can trust the IRS.
And do you think any of those managers said to those folks that didn't want to help out, maybe you should, wink, wink?
Nod, nod. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Postmaster General, Megan Brennan, said that senior postal leadership did not in any way guide union leadership in selecting the candidates for whom those NALC employees could campaign, and that USPS did not approve or choose candidates for unions to support or ask the union to advocate for political candidates on behalf of the Postal Service. Really?
Wow.
Really? And we're supposed to buy that? We know. Come on, we know that the unions, I want to say it's like 98% of all union money spent on political campaigns are spent on Democrats. Come on, man. And that's across the board, not just the postal union.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous. Brennan said, this is postmaster, that the practice to grant leave without pay for now political activity has been in place for approximately 20 years, and that all violations of the Hatch Act were unintentional. Oh, well. You know, running that red light and speeding the other day, and, you know, that was completely unintentional on my part. I had no idea. Ignorance of the law. Ignorance of the law is not an excuse. Unless you're at the higher levels of government, then certainly. What'd you do, Hillary? You cleaned the hard drive with what? A cloth? Like a washcloth? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness. We will change our practice in consultation with the OSC. We will be sneakier next time. That's me paraphrasing, but that's what they're saying. Oh, gosh. Now we'll have to cover that, too. Don't you worry. It's not like they're going to give up. Yeah, you're right. We shouldn't be so involved in political campaigns. You know? Forget that. You kidding me? Yeah. As a federal entity, the USPS must remain politically neutral. In many localities, the Postal Service is a citizen's primary point of contact with the federal government, reinforcing the need for strict adherence to the letter and the spirit of the Hatch Act. That's right. These laws are put into effect for a purpose. Okay? So, is anything going to come of this? Hey, are heads going to roll? Are people going to get fired? Wayne, you're on the air.
Hey, Bob. Just did some quick math, and approximately 20 years ago on that policy puts it in 1997, which would have been Clinton. And you know, no intention is the standard for, just like Comey said about Hillary, well, we couldn't prove any intention to violate anything, never mind she violated 80 bazillion laws, so did they. But, oh, we didn't intend to.
When it comes to top secret information, you don't have to prove intent. You really could legitimately leave your briefcase at the donut shop, and it doesn't matter. You could totally just be a scatterbrain. It doesn't matter. You pay the penalty because it's in your possession, so there's a certain level of responsibility that goes along with it. So, yeah, his whole idea of saying based on intent is absolutely absurd, absurd and ridiculous in every way, shape, or form. Because what do you think every spy has said since the beginning of time? Oh, I didn't mean to let those papers fall into the hands of that other guy. I just was at the park, and I was feeding the pigeons, and then I got up to leave, and I accidentally got the wrong identical briefcase that I picked up and left with. I mean, I've seen that movie, you know? I might have been born at night, but I wasn't born last night. 7:16 on the Bob Rose Show. Coming up, what's bugging you? A chance to air it out, get it off your chest, and hopefully you'll feel much better. Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Call in now. What's bugging you? 877-975-9825.
We're at war war with ISIL.
Al-Qaeda, Al-Shabaab, Boko Haram.
This is geopolitical whack-a-mole.
It's spiraling out of control.
It's going to get even worse.
With so much to talk about, there's a lot that fires you up.
Now,
time to air it out. What's bugging you?
For Florida Pest Control.
97.3 The Sky.
Yeah, you heard the announcer guy. Get on the stick. Let's do it up. 7:21 on the Bob Rose Show. How you doing? Happy Wednesday Hump Day, Trump Day. Here's your opportunity to air it out, get it off your chest. What's bugging you? Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. Call now, 877-975-9825. Tanner, good morning. What's bugging you?
Hey, Bob, I want to start off by thanking you for that U.S. letter carrier story. That's some good ammunition for the water cooler. But what I called about was the Susan Rice story. You know, Breitbart's reporting is what it is. You know, Susan Rice is being questioned on the unmasking of U.S. citizens. But there's when I searched my news app this morning trying to find more about it, all I could find were, you know, CNN and Wall Street Journal's examples of Susan Rice is being investigated for Russian probe. I mean, being questioned over the Russian probe. And then also my favorite is how Susan Rice is being investigated as an example of sexism and racism. It blows my mind, Bob.
Yeah, and actually her testifying has been put on hold because they have somebody else that I think they're going to depose first. So, yeah, that's the latest on that. And, yes, it is for unmasking of U.S. citizens in gathering of intelligence that are not the principals in a specific case. John, what's bugging you?
Oh, Bob, without sounding cold, I've heard these lefties always say that universal health care is a silver bullet. It's a magical thing to make health care available for everyone. Well, if that's the case, then how come England had to recently turn down this brain-dead little toddler who couldn't see, couldn't hear, couldn't breathe on his own, but the parents said, oh, but maybe they can find some kind of medical procedure to save the kid. How come England had to turn it down with the universal health care they have? Maybe somehow they're going to explain that to me.
Well, because if you're going to have universal health care, you're going to have to trim around the edges a little bit. That's why they don't measure infant mortality the same way that we do here in the United States. They don't do that in other parts of the world. So you've got that, and then you've got end-of-life expenses. They can keep putting you on hold. Oh, we don't have a bed. We don't have room in the nursing home. They keep putting you off, putting you off. It sounds cold-hearted, but you a lot of times the people will pass away. So they don't have to spend that kind of money on them. That's one of the dirty little secrets of that kind of a system. It's, yeah. That's one of the many reasons why you don't want to go there. Levy County Joe, what's bugging you?
Besides Hillary Clinton and everything she gets away with, this Chuck Schumer guy, he is one annoying mouth. Oh, we're going to get 25 million people off of health care. What about your party adding 25 million people that didn't want to buy health care in the first place? You're not going to get no 21-year-old fit, six-pack guy that drinks 15 cases of beer before 6 a.m. to go pay $35 or $245 for any kind of stupid health care because he's as healthy as an ox, and he can pick up and drink whatever he wants. And I'm tired of him and his stupid math and his stupid talking. I didn't even get in that out of middle school, and I'm smarter than his stupid self.
It's about 10 million additional Americans, I believe, have insurance as a result of Obamacare that otherwise maybe would not. And they can say that that is a success. It's not nowhere near the target number that they thought they would reach. But the thing is, if you just about give something away or give it away extremely cheaply and other people are paying for most of it, of course you're going to have additional people participating. Do you think when they said, we're not going to actually check incomes to see who qualifies for a free lunch, do you think they started giving away more free lunches or less? Come on, people. Rocco, what's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob. You know, yesterday I was listening to Rush Limbaugh, and you know, he's right on the money. It is both the left and the right that are trying to derail the presidency of Donald Trump because he's an outsider. And, you know, Trump left himself open for this by not replacing the appointees that Obama put in his administration. It really, really concerns me when the conservatives team up with the liberals to derail a president, and I think Limbaugh is right. It's really scary what's happening to this president's administration.
Yeah, and we're not shocked by it because we have seen through the years that political parties are invested in their own particular interest, and that's all about the party, and there's a strength in that, and there's power in that, and that's what they want to protect. And like you said, an outsider like a Donald Trump, an inexperienced politician who can run for the highest office in the land and be successful, scares the rest of them who are, you know, patiently waiting in line, that will spend 30 years in politics and then make their run for the presidency because that's the pinnacle. That is the, you know, that's the top of the heap. And they so don't want him to succeed that, yeah, they're pulling the rug out from under him. It goes to show you that, you know, this power struggle and their own interests outweigh those of what's best for the country. And, you know, you can't operate as a nation for very long under those conditions, not effectively. Martinez, what's bugging you?
Good morning, Bob. What's bugging me is that everybody tried to defend the administration for anything they do. If they got a toenail, they got problems. And people try to interpret that that's not a problem. This is not a matter of politics. This is not a matter of two parties. This is a matter of someone who is investigating for treason, possibly, in this country. And that's why you got Republicans and Democrats on both sides of the aisle just talking about it and investigating this man. This is not right. So, you know. Let's get the thing squared away.
What about Hillary Clinton and investigations on her and Benghazi, for instance, where four Americans died? I mean, nobody died during Watergate, Martinez. Don't you think that really Hillary's been given a pass both on that and on the way she treated national security interests, right? 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 There you go. 7:29 on the Bob Rose Show. Thanks for participating in What's Bugging You, brought to you by Florida Pest Control. But don't go away. We're going to still make it a great Hump Day, Trump Day. The GOP, they scramble after another health care defeat. Yep, we'll explain that. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up on News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
Because the margin is so small, the majority margin is so small, we're going to have to go out and get more Republicans elected in 18, and I'll be working very hard for that to happen.
Oh, my goodness. What a beautiful day it's going to be. Happy Hump Day, Trump Day. 7:37 on the Bob Rose Show. Well, first of all, your time check's brought to you by Prestige Hayes Jewelers, where the answer's always yes. Got to get that in there. Do you have that sound bite of President Trump saying we got to get more Republicans?
Because the margin is so small, the majority margin is so small, we're going to have to go out and get more Republicans elected in 18, and I'll be working very hard for that to happen.
How many would you need? How many Republicans would you need?
In the
President
Senate,
Trump. Yeah.
In the Senate, probably 4 or 5.
What do we have now? 52?
Yeah.
When I say we, like I'm associated with them. I mean, if I had to pick a party, yeah, I'm definitely leaning more that way. But 52, okay. How many would we need to get elected? Because we were told, hey, if we just had the House and the Senate and the presidency, oh my goodness, we could do so many awesome things. You have the House, the Senate, and the executive branch, the presidency. What in the
heck
are you doing? What have you been doing? Now there's people balking at the new plan. The new health care reform plan is the repeal plan that was presented in 2015 that both the House and the Senate Republicans approved. Now, when it's going to be presented again, they're all turning into weasels. And, you know, weasels rip my flesh. Now, all of a sudden, the Susan Collinses of the world are like, oh, I don't know. And so they need to be called out, those who voted for it, which I think is all of them, all of the Republicans. And now there are already some of them are saying they wouldn't support it again. They did it in 2015. They had gumption then because, well, they knew that President Obama was going to, that he was going to veto it. So it didn't take any courage to do that. Now, when the chips are down and we really need the Republicans to do what they need to do, let's do that repeal thing. Some of them are balking enough to where it doesn't look like that's going to pass either. So it's another dead on arrival kind of thing for the repealing of Obamacare. And that's why I'm asking, well, how many would it take, President Trump? How many Republicans would it take to get elected to the Senate to get something done? Because you're going to have the folks who say it's not conservative enough, which I think we're, you know, the Republicans are supposed to be a conservative party, so I think they should carry more weight than the so-called moderates or weasels or wimpy people or Democrat light or whatever you want to call them. If you elect a bunch of those, they're not going to help you at all. I would like the president come out and say, you know, some of the lightweight weasels that are weaseling out of things, like, I don't know, say Susan Collins, and I hate to keep picking on her. I'm sure she's a nice lady, but, you know, she's one of those very, you know, Democrat light, you know, Republican extra light, whatever you want to call it. So how many of those? It doesn't matter. You could have 100 of those in the Senate, and you're not going to get anything of a truly conservative nature done. You're not. So, I you know, and that's why President's going to work hard to do this and do that. Why don't you work hard and out all the weasels and say, I'm going to work very hard to make sure these weasels lose their primary to a conservative opponent, a real Republican. Huh? Why doesn't he do that? The media would report it because they would go crazy over it. They would love it. Now, I guess it would hurt some feelings, wouldn't it? But it's not that you need more Republicans in the Senate. You need them to get in line. Get in line. Now, part of that is Mitch McConnell's problem. You present the conservative bill, which is the 2015 repealing of Obamacare. You present that. And you vote on it. And if it doesn't have enough votes, everybody who voted no, you rip them to shreds. You just take them out and you tar and feather them in the public square. You kick them out of the party. All right? You got to do something. Or nothing will get done. And if nothing gets done, everybody with any level of expertise knows that Obamacare cannot continue. It will be crushed, destroyed under its own weight, as was designed by President Obama and others who truly in their hearts and minds think that universal health care provided by the government is the best way to go. Because basically in his mind and many others on the left, larger government or just government in general has all the answers. But a larger government could answer even more questions. In fact, a really large government the way they want it can answer questions you haven't even come up with yet. That's how awesome it would be. And all you got to do is let that government grow. And everybody could have a government job. Gosh, don't you remember the good old days? You could go to the Soviet Union and get a job because they gave everybody a job. Yeah. It's called communism, people. When everybody works for the government. Is that what you want? I mean, look, we've got socialization already. You want to take it a step further? You want the government to have complete control of your health care? Well, they gave us Medicare. It's not too bad. Yeah, Medicare is about to fall apart, too. Yeah. There's a use before date on Medicare. And Social Security and all that for that matter. But, yeah. And the VA? What? You don't pay attention? My gosh, they've had problems for years. Government run. Here you go. You get more bureaucracy, you get more fat, you get more waste, and you know, there's no profit motive. There's no real true oversight. There's no firing of people to get rid of the bad ones. They're locked into jobs forever. You want that in healthcare? Better think about that carefully, because if the Republicans can't agree, that's probably what we will end up with eventually. We're not going to keep what we have now. It can't. It financially, fiscally, however you want to say it, it cannot survive. So it's going to change to something. What will happen is the Republicans will lose power. The Democrats will take over. They'll ram this through like they did Obamacare. You're going to have universal health care. For some Americans, it's going to be great. For Americans who actually have to use it and get sick, well, pay for that plot in advance while it's cheap. 7:45 on the Bob Rose Show. Nick is in here as well. 877-975-9825. The House Republicans are working on a budget. Yeah. No, they you're supposed to have one. They don't follow it, but you're supposed to have one. They haven't had one in years under Obama, but yeah, they're working on it. And if the budget comes out right, you know, when they sharpen that pencil and use that eraser and they get down to the nitty-gritty, there might be enough for a tax break. Oh, my. Wow. The government might give some of us just a little bit of our money back. We can keep some more of our money, like 12 cents out of every thousand we make. 7:45 on the Bob Rose Show. Hang on. Good morning. Welcome. You're tuned to the Bob Rose Show, live and local on this Trump Day Hump Day. Yeah. It is 7:51 right now, and what's on your mind? 877-975-9825. Now, the House Republicans have been working on a budget, and if you get a budget that looks decent, then you can have your tax cuts, and you can work on that. So that's great. According to Andrew Taylor, Associated Press, the importance of the measure, meaning the budget measure, has been magnified by the cratering in the Senate of the Trump-backed effort to repeal President Barack Obama's health care law, leaving a rewrite of the tax code as the best chance for Trump to score a major legislative win this year. The measure would require about $200 billion worth of cuts to benefit programs and other so-called mandatory spending coupled with the tax plan. So there would have to be mandatory spending cuts to cut your taxes. Even though, like I said before, the reason you cut taxes is to spur economic growth. You don't do it because, hi, we're trying to make friends today, we're going to cut your taxes. No. You do it because you realize when people and small businesses and companies large and small, when they have more money, they're going to spend it, they're going to invest it, they're going to expand businesses, they're going to buy products, and the economy churns. And in the end, the tax revenue generated by such a thing, if done properly, is actually more money coming into the federal government, not less. So you don't need to cut to achieve so-called room for these tax cuts. These tax cuts make the room on their own. Gabish? I mean, does everybody understand that? It's really, I know that it's, for some, it's a concept that's hard for them to understand. Wait, if you're paying less in taxes, then less money's going to the government. You've broadened the tax base. You've hired more people because companies' taxes are cut. They say, hey, we can hire 10 people. Those 10 people, maybe some of them didn't have jobs before or their incomes were lower. Instead of getting an earned income tax credit, one guy like Mr. Scaboli, he goes to work and guess what? He's actually contributing in the plus column to the government. Yeah. So now you've taken that negative, turned it into a positive, both for that person, for that company, and for the government as well, and our coffers. It works. So I still don't understand why they go along with this concept of, what are you going to cut to pay for the tax cuts? I want to hit these people in the head with a shovel. Randy, you're on the air.
Yeah, Bob, you know, Ted Yoho, when he went up to Washington, that guy had an agenda. And all these guys, most of the Republicans in the Senate and representatives. They have no agenda. They just go up there to collect their paycheck, get the big title, get their insurances paid for, and don't really push an agenda that makes any sense. They just go along to go along. And I'm so sick and tired of it. Just like Bill Nelson on the news there, Bill Nelson, they interviewed him about this health care stuff. He says, well, Trump's going to have to go across party lines in order to get help from the Democrats to fix it. Now, why did they fix it when they was in there? They knew it wasn't working. And now he's admitting that it's broke.
If you want to turn away from your sins and learn how to not sin, you must ask the devil to help you. Isn't that what he's saying? The people that created all the problems to begin with are going to help you? Yeah, he lives in a parallel universe. By the way, go watch a Beavis and Butthead cartoon. Find it. You'll find it on YouTube or something. And you'll never be able to look at Senator Nelson the same way again. That's all I'm saying, and I'm not...
Wow.
When it's a dead ringer, it's a dead ringer. Birdman, you got to be quick. Go ahead.
Yeah, do you find it ironic that it took 6 months for the post office to deliver on that story?
It actually took the government since October to deliver on that story. Yeah, can't blame that on the post office. All right, we've got a ton of stuff to talk about. Coming up on the Bob Rose Show, News Talk 97.3, The Sky. Hang on.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.